Well, we've been talking about all of the problems, and we'll continue to talk about the problems, the cop threats online that our Attorney General Bill Schuette is going to investigate. Certainly the police killings that have caused people to use that as a reason to go into the streets and wreak havoc, as they did very much again for a second night in Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll get to all of that with Reverend Dr. Jim Holley, pastor of the historic Little Rock Baptist Church, because I know he's fully immersed in that. But we're talking about some other good news here first. That's what we like to do, Reverend. We like to accentuate the positive here. We have relentless positive radio, if you know what I'm saying.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. We also have Jason M. Boyers, the president and CEO of Cleary University. Good morning to you, President Boyers.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
It's our pleasure. How did Cleary University and historic Little Rock Baptist Church get together for this new education center in Detroit's North End? Who wants to go first?
I'll let Jason handle it.
So I came back to the Southeast Michigan in the last year, and the Reverend was kind enough to call me down. And he had a vision for this area as it was being developed, as Detroit is moving forward. He wanted to make sure that there were opportunities to get educated, to train a workforce, to move forward. And he called me down and said, are you interested in having a conversation? And we hit it off from the very beginning. We both were passionate that education is the way forward. We want to create a talented workforce down here in the North End. We want to work with this area to make it thrive, to make it transform, and we both believe education is the way to do that. Cleary has a long history of equipping students with business leadership, entrepreneurship, and specific skills, and we could also bring maybe some of our corporate partners that we think can equip our workforce to get jobs right now and to open businesses, open restaurants, open storefronts. I'm honored that the Reverend would bring me into that conversation, bring Cleary University into that conversation.
Well, how great is this? Now this all equals the new urban campus of Cleary University in collaboration with this historic church, designed to prepare Detroit residents for job openings currently available and expected in the near future throughout the city's neighborhoods. Reverend Dr. Jim Holley, this is right up your alley.
You're absolutely right, R.W. The thing about it is Detroit is moving, but the charters are not moving with Detroit. And we got to make sure that we're all on board here. There's several thousand of jobs going to be available, but the people got to be prepared, and that we want to do everything we can. There are other universities, but there's nothing like Cleary University that can make a big difference in complementing what the others are doing. And it just gives me, I wake up every morning with joy and purpose, and I'm just so happy about it.
Well, and this, as you've said, Jason Boyers is president and CEO of Cleary University, and we've said it in our own way here on this program, and lots of other people have said it too. If Detroit wants to take full advantage of the city's resurgence, which is very real, we have to remember what the Reverend said. Detroit is moving forward, but Detroiters are standing still. We have to train everyone. We can't afford to waste anyone's talent, in your own words.
Yeah, and Paul W., that is exactly right. It's an economic necessity. We have to get everyone involved in this. Talent is what's going to drive this city forward. I will tell you, I grew up not far from here, about 2 hours from here. Detroit means something to this country. It means a resurgence for this country. The comeback of Detroit mirrors the story of what the comeback of this country can look like, and we want to make sure we're tapping into all this talent. And one entrepreneur, one idea, one of these students who will come to this campus can make a huge difference and transform not only this neighborhood but this city.
Right.
We're excited to be down here.
So folks are meeting there at 8904 Woodward Avenue this morning at 10?
That's right.
For a little press conference. Very good. We wanted to get that word out. That's very positive. But in line with what we're talking about, and education plays a big role here, our country is hurting in a very big way. We have one problem after another, having to do with the relationship and the interaction between African Americans and the police. And that includes, in this case that happened in Charlotte, we had a black officer shooting a black man that the black officer thought had a gun, And other people say, no, we had a book. I'm sure there's a video somewhere that's going to prove this one way or another. But the fact is, everything now leads to riots and violent protests, not the kind of protests that really get anything done by following between the lines and doing what you should do. But people are off the charts here. And Reverend Dr. Jim Holley, give me a little insight from where you stand.
Well, you know, I think we've got to understand that emotion is going to always be there unless we basically start using our mind and our energy to try to diffuse this. There's no risk discussion. We'll wait to, I mean, for example, we had a police officer just died by the hands of a black man, accused black man. So, I mean, all of this we got to understand. There's no riot for that. It's because we got to understand this. We got to, cool heads got to prevail. And it's got to start at the top of Washington all the way down to the neighborhood. And somehow, some kind of way, Paul W., we're not addressing the real issue by this dialogue, and we basically think it's going to go away. It's not going to go away because emotions really prevails when you don't have reasoning.
What can we do, Reverend?
We got to continue, like in Detroit, we work so hard with the police department. You got to have these relationships, and you can't have them just when you have an incident. You got to have relationships, ongoing relationships. And I think we're setting right now, and knock on wood, by the grace of God, we're setting a precedence because a lot of things happen in Detroit that should have perhaps blown up, but it hadn't because these relationships. It's relationship, Paul W., and we're just not doing it around the country.
Yeah, I got to salute you, all the other reverends, pastors, ministers,
right.
And Detroit Police Chief
right.
James Craig
right.
And the mayor for working hard on having that relationship.
And that's absolutely right.
God bless you for that.
Yeah, but it's people like me, like you. I listen to you, and I'm just saying to you, it's, the media has got to not to be basically instigating this stuff, but got to have it on both sides. And somehow, media has infamed this as well. But I'm not blaming any particular person. I'm just saying to you, we all came here in different boats, but we're all in the same boat now.
We all are in the same boat, and you're right. Media has inflamed it, especially pictures. When cameras show up, people act up, and it's unfortunate, but that's another story for another time.
Yes, sir.
We are out of time. Reverend Dr. Jim Holley, pastor at the historic Little Rock Baptist Church, and Jason M. Boyers, president and CEO of Clear University, thanks for getting together and doing good. God
Thank
bless
you.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you both very, very much.